You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Hoofit. Head. And Hotbox.
Welcome back to The Training Dummies. Welcome to episode 26 in the new year of 2013. This is recorded for you on January 3rd of that very same year. I am Taylor at the Guardian Tank. With me tonight is Hend, the Wrestler Shaman, and Rob, the Mistweaver Monk, formerly known as Roadhouse, now known as Holloway, the busting bosom of Bearkind. Now that Triple H is back, let's see what we've been up to over the holiday season. Holloway, what have you been up to?
It's nice to have you back, dude, even if you are completely out of practice. I feel like I owe an explanation out of that, after that introduction there, but pretty much the lady pandas are hard to beat. They're infinitely cooler than the bro pandas. So Roadhouse underwent an operation. And it came out as a red female panda named Holloway, which is a throwback to one certain actress. I guess I'll let people see if they can figure it out. But she plays a character with the last name of Holloway in a certain show that I enjoy. So good stuff. What's been going on? I don't know. Not a whole lot of raiding since you were crashed pretty hard. I've mostly been doing LFR. I've actually got my full four piece on my heel set. I got my two piece on my DPS set, and I've just been kind of actually been working on rep for all the different factions. Now I went back and finally got my Cloud Serpent and doing some of the anglers and some of the other ones now, just to kind of finally get caught up since we know that this monk is definitely my main now. Didn't take that long to get that figured out, but I've been faithful. I've been sticking with it. So had a good holiday.
I'm not gonna lie. When I saw Holloway and I saw the guild notes that said it was you, I said, "Holy crap! This is like his fifth effing monk. What is wrong with him?"
I've been talking with some folks on Twitter, Lignar and Medi from the Epic Podcast, and they're wanting to do a Herald of the Titans run. So I did roll an Alliance monk, which I got up to, I don't know, was she like 36 or 38 or something now? But if you don't know, Herald of the Titans is basically, I think it's a feat of strength, but you get an achievement and a title and everything for running Olduar at level. So you have to cap yourself at 80, and you can't have over a certain item level. So basically you have to run Olduar as if you were running it at that level. And it's a cool little thing. You get the Herald of the Titans title and an achievement for that. So yeah, I do have another monk over there somewhere, so I don't know if that's 5, 6, whatever it is, but they're awesome. Everybody should have a monk.
Oh. But if they don't, you've got them covered, eh?
Yeah, I'll loan you one for now. And you'll get addicted, and then you'll want one. It was a pretty cool holiday. Real chill, just spent some time with the family and just did stuff around the house. We didn't really go anywhere or do a whole lot, but it was good. I imagine Hind might have been a little bit busier with his kids or something there. What was going on with you this past couple of weeks?
In game, I didn't get a lot done. Like you said, Taylor was out. His computer kind of blew up, so we didn't do any raiding.
Let me leave me what? Some material to talk about. Talk about your own thing.
Okay, well, we didn't raid because something happened. I don't know what exactly, but we didn't raid. I think partly it was the attendance boss as well, due to the holidays. So I didn't really even play at all until this past weekend. Like, I took almost a week off playing myself because I had my parents here visiting. When I did get on, mainly it was New Year's Eve is when I played the most. So my wife ended up being sick, so we didn't do anything for New Year's Eve. So I ended up just playing on Warcraft by myself for like 4 hours. Did some Heart of Fear. I ended up getting my two-piece bonus finally. I'm not sure Rob and I can be friends anymore. I've had the epic gem since December 8th. And I cannot get any kind of a weapon to put that in for healing. Last night I ran with Rob's alt shaman, who was DPSing, and his DPSing alt shaman got the mace that I was trying to get. So it's just not fair. His second mace, because he has one on his main already, as well as the staff that takes the same gem. So anyway, I'm not sure if we're going to be friends anymore.
I told you, man. It's the Blizzard wants you to be mad at them, not at your guildies who have alts that are getting geared up better than your main.
I know. For Christmas, it went good. I think my kids got almost every Warcraft Mega Block set there was. Between the two of them and my middle boy's, his birthday was a week before, and he got two sets for his birthday as well. So between his birthday and Christmas, I think they have almost all of them, which is great for me because I've played with it more than the boys have already. So it's kind of cool. Even Grandma was busy building Deathwing after the kids had gone to bed on Boxing Day, so that was cool. Things are kind of getting back to normal now. I had 11 days off, but I've been back to work the last 2 days, so it's kind of nice to get back into a routine again. And especially with recording this again, it's nice to, you know, we had a week off and we missed Taylor for a week as well, so it's nice to get everything back into a routine again. Hit a raid tomorrow, so I'm really looking forward to getting things wrapping up here. Hoof it. Apparently some stuff has happened with your computer. How has your last couple weeks been with that?
Oh, no. I just took a break. That was all. I'm back.
Oh, okay.
No, I had some memory modules go bad and DIMM slots on my motherboard go bad and verified, you know, what was going wrong, and those things combined just said your computer isn't going to boot up anymore. So I ended up getting a new motherboard and decided I wanted to go Intel instead of AMD, like I had when I had built this machine a couple 3 years ago. And so when I decided to get a new motherboard and decided to go Intel, that meant I had to get a new processor, and then so I had a new processor, and also before that I had a new solid state drive, and since I had a new solid state drive and a new motherboard and a new processor, I decided I'm only a couple of more parts from a brand new PC. So I kind of, you know, told the wife, hey, you know, let's how about I just get this out of the way so the itch is gone and you know, the PC treatment is applied thoroughly, and I'll be good for another couple years until the remission is over. And that flew over mostly pretty well. She kind of said, well, Merry Christmas, and that was my Christmas present, was
nice.
Waiting for parts to come in so I could rebuild this rig up. And by the way, I apologize in advance to everyone if the recording volumes are not up to par to what they used to be. All of this stuff was reinstalled fresh from scratch, and all of the settings, I mean, every little thing, I finished not 20 minutes ago trying to remember all the different settings and all the input levels and all this stuff, trying to get it wrapped up together so that we could record tonight. And hopefully it comes out all right. I know there's still some post editing I could probably do. Before this, I tried to make this show as little to no editing as possible, and most of the time it was no editing at all. So that speaks, you know, hopefully I can get to those audio levels soon. and it won't take too long to get back there. But yeah, so basically I've got a new PC. I'm still waiting on a couple of parts. They were supposed to come in tonight and they didn't, and you know, I'm sitting there waiting at the door, like, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, my dog will freak out as soon as someone comes within 100 yards of the house, so I'm just waiting for the dog to freak out so I can start going, yay, like a little schoolgirl, but it never happened. So, but hopefully it'll come in tomorrow. So, and then I will get to raid with an entirely brand new PC, basically, minus a power supply. And a mouse and a keyboard. Ooh, maybe I should, you know, just... Okay, no, I gotta stop. It's like an addiction. Too, eh?
God, whatever, you man. Think... You got a G500. You don't need a mouse.
If you think
well, I heard
playing WoW's...
G600.
No,
I
it's a G500.
I wonder what that's like. I heard there's a G600, though. That's what I mean.
Oh! Yeah, I don't know.
There it is.
I wonder what that's like.
I don't know. It might be ridiculous, but I need the G70,000.
It probably is.
That has, it's basically like the size of a entertainment center that my palm can fit on somehow.
Oh, no. With, I actually looked, the G600 right now basically looks like the Naga with like the whole 10 key on the side.
Oh, no. So gets see, I'm not a Logitech fanboy. I am not a fan of that 10 key with your thumb action. But, yeah, okay, I'm not getting into that.
Yeah, we don't need any more your thumb buttons.
The rear thumb buttons.
If you do it right, you only need one. So,
yeah, I'm going to leave that one alone. So let's go ahead and move on. This next section that normally we just kind of talk about, we actually had a contest winner for this, and I wasn't here for this episode, nor for the judging. I had to download these at work and listen to them at work to even hear them. I couldn't even hear them during the contest. It was very frustrating. But this is the bumper for our next segment.
Deep run tram, last call for mail.
All right, we got some mail, and we even have some calls. Yes.
That's way to ring in the new year.
I love that. I absolutely love that because of the train. That just that made it for me right there. The train.
Well, I think that's why he won, to be honest.
Yeah.
That just fits the theme of everything. It was
it
great.
It does. It does.
I do want to thank everybody that entered that contest. I know you guys did that last episode and thanked everybody. I didn't get a chance to be there, though, so thank you. Everybody that submitted that stuff, it was great to hear all that stuff. I really enjoyed it, and sorry I just couldn't participate very much in all the replies and all of that, because most of it was just kind of sneaking in doing stuff while I was at work instead of being able to do anything at home. All right, so let's get to our first call. This is the first call we've ever had submitted to the show. This was before we had the add-on or the plug-in on the website, but either way, we're still going to play it, and here it goes. Nope, here it goes. I'm new to this. Gotta get back in. Here we go.
Hey guys, this is Dino, Prot Warrior in Rexar US. Love your show. Can't believe nobody sent you guys an MP3 yet. I'm hoping I'm the first one. Anyways, for my question, I'm a huge macro guy, and we all know how horrible macro managing is for the standard Blizzard UI. I was wondering, is there anything out there that would help me sort macros other than character-specific macros and general macros? Because my general macros tab is just cramped with a whole sorts of stuff that most of the time is really hard to find. So you guys know of some add-on out there or something that I can use to help me manage these things? Anyways, again, keep up the good work. You guys are awesome. For the Horde!
All right.
Yes, dude.
Awesome.
Yes, for the Horde. Awesome. Very cool. Well, there is a couple of macro add-ons out there. I have experience with one of them. I found a couple of them, but let me go ahead and touch base with the the add-on that I have not used yet. And again, I didn't even get to try this out because shortly after this came through is when everything hit the fan. The first one that I think you should hit at... man, did he mention his name? What the heck? It's
he did at the very beginning. It was something Paladin.
Dorian.
Oh my gosh.
Dorian?
We're terrible at this.
Oh my goodness. We are going to get it.
It's like Zeno or something.
Zeno? Here, hold on. Let's see. Let's see what we got.
Hey, yes, guys. This is Zeno, Prot Warrior.
Zeno, Prot Warrior.
I will give you a shod-touched weapon.
Oh, shod man. Okay.
We got three, you know. You can have one of them. It's cool, dude.
Yeah, yeah. If only it worked that way.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's go ahead and cover this one. So the one I think you should check out, and this is the one I did a little bit of research on and did some reading on and read people's comments and stuff, you should maybe try out Macro Bank. Now, it looks like it's updated to patch 5.0. The last time I was able to check it, the things it allows you to do is create, categorize, and group your macros through the add-on. It allows you to import and export those macros to your actual add-on interface. And it's not going to replace the default interface, but it simply allows you to create sets of macros that you can swap in and out of the default macro UI. Because of this, and based on the add-on's description and the screenshots, it seems like this is your best bet for macro management. So if I'm reading it correctly, Macro Bank acts as basically like a buffer. You can have your maximum amount of character-specific macros filled out for Spec 1 and use this add-on to swap out all of those macros for a different Spec 2 group of macros without losing your Spec 1 macros. Again, like I said, based on the description, the add-on's a buffer. So the in-game UI has your let's say your prot macros. Let's say every single one of your character-specific prot macros are filled out. Then the add-on, if you've got a whole complete set of Fury macros, what the add-on does is it'll pull all of the prot macros out and then plug in all of the Fury macros in to the default interface. So essentially it expands, I don't know if it's infinite or not, but it expands how many macros you're allowed to use, at least up to the maximum amount that you're able to have on any particular character spec or your general spec. I'm sorry, the general tab. The comments that I've read, people think it's pretty good. The screenshots that I've seen, I think it was a Hunter example where it showed like Marksman and it had just a giant list of all these macros and it had an ability to, replace the one with the other in the default UI. So I would give that a try. Macro Bank and see. And again, I'm sorry I didn't have a chance to check this out. You can blame Daryl and Rob, who've had a computer for the last 2-3 weeks, for not checking this out for you.
That's right. That's a good point.
You know, if you think about it, how long did it take me to actually start using WeakWars? So much as I think this macro bank is actually pretty cool and I do plan to try it, it'll probably be June before I do.
That's right. We'll do a 2013 wrap up.
We're going to get into it. We're going to get into it a little bit later.
It does sound really cool though, with Spec 1 and Spec 2, and saving those. Because like he said in his voicemail, I have very limited macro space left if I want to add a new macro to any of my characters. It's getting tough, and having this ability here is. Sounds very cool, and I do plan to check this out, definitely.
Yeah. So, okay, dang it. I was going to say something, and now I completely forgot. Yes. We're going to get in. There's a reason why I'm kind of a little bit weary of using this, but we'll get into it later, because there's another email and question that kind of leads into this reply. But there's another macro add-on that you can use that I am familiar with. At least I used it years ago. I haven't used it since. But the second macro add-on, this isn't so much of a macro management add-on as opposed to a macro enhancement add-on. It's called Super Duper Macro. Back in Burning Crusade, maybe the beginning of Wrath, I was using this, but I haven't used it for, you know, basically two expansion. It doesn't allow much for organization that I remember, but it does extend your default limitations of the macro UI. So you can go beyond the 255 character limit if you need to, if you're running any kind of scripts that might be longer than that limit. You can build non-button macros with it. So like normally the default macro UI, you create a macro and it basically creates, you know, like a spell button. So your macro interface is like a second spell book of customized spells, and then you drag those buttons onto your action bars, and then you can hotkey the action bars, and bam, you've got a macro with a hotkey. The Super Duper macro will allow you to create a hotkey macro without having to. You can actually bypass that that whole thing of plugging it into the UI, dragging the spell somewhere, and then binding that spell to a hotkey. So there's kind of pros and cons to either one of these. Macro Bank sounds like something that I would probably use over Super Duper Macro, because I got rid of Super Duper Macro for a reason, because it was actually screwing up me playing on a different computer that I wasn't using Super Duper Macro on. So it was really messing things up. At least with Macro Bank, it looks like you're not going to lose stuff. Again, we're going to address this later on with another question about how macros are saved and stored and all that kind of stuff. So
there's one thing that I do too that is, maybe it's just the slight dork in me coming out, but I have a notepad saved on my computer too with all my macros. So if anything ever happens, I just have them there, and they're easy to cut and paste out of.
You are a dork.
I should do that, but I don't.
And you.
So it's just like in basic text format. That way, you know, yeah, if I ever want to email them to somebody or, you know, anything like that, it's real, real easy. I don't have to mess with it. And since a lot of my character-specific macros, you know, like I have several monks. Well, I go over to my other monk, and he or she doesn't have the macros that I'm missing. It's kind of annoying to have to log back over to that other monk and grab it, and then log back over. I could just open up this notepad and grab it out of there. So, that was just in the sidebar there.
Yeah. All right, Daryl, how about you take over the next one?
Okay, we got this email in this past week here, and I think this is the question that Taylor's been alluding to, but how to keep add-on settings on multiple computers. One thing that is very annoying for me is having to maintain my custom bar, weak aura, character-specific macro on multiple characters. If I change a bar position on one computer, it doesn't persist on my other computers. Likewise, any weak auras don't get updated from computer to computer. I thought my character-specific macros would at least be available on my other computers, since I thought they were server-based, but sure enough, I set up all my monk mouse-over macros and they weren't there on my other computer. So frustrating. Any ideas? Bretta, Paladin Tank on Drendon.
All right. So, in my experience, the macros are server-side based, and I have always been able to save them. As soon as I get rid of all my macro add-ons, and I was only using the default macro interface, my macros have always saved on the server, and they have always been available. All my keybinds, all my action buttons with whatever custom hotkeys I might have put in place, and all the macros themselves are accessible from any other computer I log in from. My laptop, my old computer, my new computer. It's always there. The only time I have had difficulty with this is when I've used any add-on that has a some place where it inserts itself in between you creating macros and macro saving to the game. Because a long time ago, the macros used to be stored locally, and it wasn't a big deal to have these add-ons because it didn't matter. But now it kind of screws it up, because if you saved a couple originally in the default and then you used a macro add-on to create some more, when you go to this other computer with nothing on it, you're only going to have the ones that you created outside of the add-on. Now, Bretta didn't specify if he uses a macro add-on or not. He may not be, and it may be something else that's kind of interfering with it, or he may be using an add-on that has a bundled package a bundled add-on package in it that he doesn't realize, you know, that type of thing. Or she? Bretta? I don't know. send an email and correct hoof it on sexual orientation. So,
I think it's a he. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
It's
a he. What's going on? And this is why the MP3s are awesome, right? Because we know.
Yep.
We're going to get Pat calling us next time. I just know it. old SNL episodes. Anyway, that's as far as the macros are concerned. I think there's an add-on that's interfering with how your macros are saving, is what my suspicion is. And this is why if you play on multiple computers, Macro Bank and Super Duper Macro might be annoying, just for the fact that they won't synchronize between your two different computers. But that leads us into the next part of the question, which is having add-ons persist across multiple computers. Han, go ahead and cover
there
that.
There is one option here, and we actually, a friend of ours in the guild, Root, actually does use this. It's Curse. I think we all use the Curse client for our add-ons, but Curse has a premium service that will synchronize your installed add-ons between multiple PCs, as well as the settings. I confirmed this with Root today, just to be sure, since the three of us don't pay for the premium service. So it will do that for you. It'll, you know, if you move a bar on one of your move a position of auto bar or something on one computer, Curse Premium will update on that on the other computer the next time you log into it. So it does do that for you. It also has an update feature for all of your add-ons. So Root told me he has it checked, or has it set for 3 a.m. that it will automatically check to see if all of his add-ons are updated. If they're not, it'll download the latest update, which is always nice, because you know, for myself, it's, you know, maybe once a week I'll remember to check my add-ons to see if I have any updates, you know, and there's always three or four by then. So it would be kind of nice to have that. But like I mentioned before, the major downside to this is that it costs money. I think it's only about $3 a month, but many people may not be willing to justify paying for that on top of your WoW subscription. That's just an additional cost it's not necessary, and it's definitely not necessary if you don't have more than one computer that you play on. But this is an option that is out there at an actual money cost. So
monetary cost.
Something to think about. Monetary cost. Real life money.
See, I had difficulty. I had difficulty even justifying spending $3 a month on the WoW, the Armory app, and that did infinitely more fun things than the Curse subscription did.
exactly.
So
yeah,
and I never even got the mobile app. So yeah, I probably will never be spending $3 a month for the premium Curse, unless they just say you could never use this again. Now, even at that, I probably still wouldn't use it. I wouldn't pay for it. but yeah, I mean, it's a convenience. If you don't like spending time doing that kind of thing, I mean, you know, if you don't have the premium, it's just you know, you can have it start up when Windows starts up, so you can see it's got a little, you know, green indicator if there's add-ons to be updated, and if you see that, you just click it and just start hitting the update button until you're done. And, you know, unless it's patch day, you most of the time it's just one or two tops at a day, it seems like, unless you haven't logged in for a week or so, then you might have a few more. But still, I mean, it's just, you just click update, then when it's done, click update on the next one. So, you know, the premium, obviously you click update once and it updates everything that needs updating in one click, but, you know, I don't know, is it worth $3 a month? Even if I was making $1 million a year, I probably still would be too damn stingy to pay for it.
Well, if you don't have more than one PC to for it to sync your add-ons, I definitely don't think it's worth it, personally. Because I was paying for the Armory app, and I'm not paying for this. You know, there's times where I'm thinking, well, it would be kind of nice, but then there's times it's like, well, I'm saving $36 a year now that they gave us all the Armory for free. Do I really want to spend that on Curse? And I don't think so. I don't think I'll end up paying for this either.
And you even play on, you play on your main computer, you play on your laptop.
Yeah, yeah.
And you still, I mean, it's like, eh, it's not really worth it. But there's still ways to force persistence of all your add-ons and settings across multiple computers. Rob, why don't you go into that a little bit?
Yeah, we actually did have an email from a listener back in September who mentioned an application. I believe it's Mac, PC, not sure if Linux or not, but it's called Dropbox. And I think that was episode 12, says here in the notes. But it's basically a cloud or an online storage-based option where you can direct a folder to save everything to this folder, and it kind of lives on the internet, so to speak. So you could sync things across that way too. So you put that application on your laptop and your desktop, and anything that goes into that folder will sync between those computers. So I've used it before to share my resume. So if I keep it in there and I'm on my laptop, you know, at Starbucks, my updated version of my resume is going to be there, even though I was last working on it at home. So it's kind of a cool option. You can also put your add-ons folder or your WTF folder onto a thumb drive and just actually manually move those from PC to PC. I recently got a newer desktop machine, and that's exactly what I did. I just copied them over onto a thumb drive, threw them on the new machine. Once WoW was installed, I put my add-ons and everything, just copied them manually, and when I logged in, everything was there, literally exactly how it was before. All my settings, all, you know, my everything that I was using on my old computer was there too. So it's a little more of a manual process. You got to go in and do it yourself. And if you're the kind of person who plays around with a lot of add-ons or makes a lot of changes or is adjusting things, you may not want to do it manually. I don't know. You may want to consider the Curse client option, but I don't know. I kind of like to know what's going on. I don't mind doing those things myself.
Yeah, thumb drive is probably the cheapest way to go. I mean, you figure at $3 a month, you can buy a pretty damn huge thumb drive, probably almost big enough to copy the entire WoW folder. So
right,
you might
get something for $10 or $20 at even at Walmart or what have you. So well, I'm gonna jump down here to our next section here. From Facebook, we had some interaction with George Turner, and he says here, I was wondering, is it possible to write a macro that casts Holy Shock on a party member, but if he is above 90% health, it gets transferred to his target. And then he wrote back again later, I've been thinking a lot about macros. I use Voodoo, and I think it would be cool to replace some spells with macros that would basically choose heals based upon whether or not the specific procs are active, i.e. Selfless Healer implies Flash of Light. If Selfless Healer isn't active, it would cast Holy Light instead. Is this possible? And I'm going to direct this to the Godfather of Macros, our Canadian brother, who lives up in the snow-ridden mountains of Northrend here, Hind. What do you think about this?
I'm going to say the answer to both of these is no. Macros are not designed to make decisions, which is what...
That's key.
Which is what both of these situations are presenting. You can have a macro that will cast Flash of Light, and if you see that Selfless Healer is not active, you can use a shift modifier to make the same button cast Holy Light, but you need to be the one making the decision based on, you know, whether you have that buff or not. Same with Holy Shock. You need to be the one making the decision on where Holy Shock is being cast based on the health of your target. If the target is above 90%, you need to be the one making the decision to cast it on the mob. The macro will not make that decision for you. Personally, I use mouse over macros, so I'm always targeting the mob. So if no one needs an actual heal, I just move my mouse off the unit frame and it will cast Holy Shock on my target. So by doing that, I've made the decision. My macro has many conditions built in it, but I've made the decision for the macro by where I place my mouse. That's the decision point there. I'm the one deciding where the mouse is going to be, so that's where the decision comes into the macro on what function it's going to perform.
I think Blizzard kind of drew the line with that.
I think,
and
so too.
You know, and I think at one point some of these may have been a little more of an option, but I think macros are really designed for, you know, to make things easier, but not to play the game for you.
Exactly. So
I would, like, in this case, I'd set up a weak aura, so I have a visual alert. If Selfless Healer is up, I can see the proc right there. You know, I have an alert, whatever icon, whatever you want to do on your screen, so you could see that, so you know that you want to do Flash of Light, or, you know. So it does. The gameplay and the decisions really do fall to the player. So I don't think that's going to be an option. I know that once you start to write macros like that are, you know, if health equals 50%, it really takes away the player element out of it.
Yeah, that's exactly it right there.
Yep. Hey, also, right. I just wanted to give a shout out to George real quick, that, you know, he was participating quite a bit on the Facebook page, was a complete weak auras noob, and with a little bit of guidance, got a couple of weak auras going and started writing his own weak auras, I don't know, within a day or something. It was pretty amazing. He took on to it pretty quick.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool. Congratulations, George.
Yeah, success story.
But you can't use those macros. Sorry. All right. So let's go ahead and we've got one more voicemail from a listener. And this voicemail came through our plugin on the website. So here it is. Here is the next one.
I got a question for you guys. I know that tanks require a lot of rage and they like to have that, but why do tanks, a lot of times when I do instances, is from one mob to the next mob to the next mob and never gives any time for the healer and everybody else to either loot or to pick up quest items that we needed to pick up, and they're always just trying to go to the next mob to the next mob, and they end up dying and they get rage and then they end up quitting because they get mad that we're not keeping up to the same speed they are? What is their problem? Help me out understand this, please.
Alright. My answer to this, I'm sure we can elaborate on it more. This is not exclusive to tanks. This is everybody. This is the healer for the poor tank who's trying to keep the pace with everybody else, and the healer's pulling things, or the tank's trying to wait for the healer to pull mana, and that mage has got a pyroblast proc that he just can't wait to fire off.
Chariot.
And pulls the next group of mobs, or the hunter's that has a pet on permanent aggressive and just keeps aggroing group after group when no one else is ready. It's not just the tank. Now, to answer your question about the tank, yes, rage tanks want to stay in combat as much as possible so they don't have to lose rage. A good tank may still go through a dungeon or five-man or a scenario or what have you. He may still go through it that fast if the group is able to keep up. And this is a quality of most tanks, is the ability to pay attention to your group, how they're doing, what their health is like, what their mana is at. If he needs to be going faster, or if he needs to slow down and let people catch up. Now, in the event of needing quest items, I would say that this far, I mean, we're what, 3 months? Are we 3 months in to Mists?
No, it's four.
Yes.
Well, October, November, December, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, 3 months in.
Yes.
I would say, as far as quest items, I would wager that a lot of groups think, well, you probably should have got these quest items when, you know, you were 80 or 81 or 82 or 84, you know, when you could have been running these dungeons doing the quests when they were relevant for the XP and such. I'm just playing devil's advocate here and trying to answer why somebody would be doing this. And unless somebody says something, they're going to assume you've already done the quest, because maybe this is their 100th time running the dungeon, and they obviously don't need a quest because they did that 99 quests ago, or dungeons ago. So that could be one reason. Another reason could be they're just trying to see what their limits are, and maybe they weren't paying attention, or they could just be a jerk and want a reason to just lash out at other people and, you know, call them noobs and whatever. I mean, that's not uncommon to have that happen. But and in that case, I would say, you know what, you don't need those kind of people in your group. Let them quit. Let them take the debuff if they want to leave and be rude about it. But yeah, if you need a quest item, I would say go ahead and, you know, just let it be known before you start rolling. Hey, I could use the quest items if you don't mind.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, but, you know, also keep in mind someone else may not need the quest item and they're in here for the valor, or, you know, maybe they're not in here for the gear or nothing. They're just trying to get the valor, trying to get it done as fast as they can because they want to cap and quit playing until it's time to go raid. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of push and pull. No matter what perspective you look at it, you just gotta try to find that even ground, and just, you know, just let it be known what you want. And most of the time, I think people will say, okay, that's fine. I'll go do the quest, you know, if you need it, or, you know, as long as you make it be known. As far as looting goes, I don't know what to say
AOE
about that.
AOE looting,
I
mean, man. You got everything. There's
auto loot, AOE loot. You click it, and everything around you is already looted. So, I mean, there really should be no... I don't see why looting would be a holdup for anybody. Just make sure you've got auto looting turned on. And I think AOE looting is automatic, right? There's no setting to turn that off or on, is there?
I don't think there is now, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I would say
there's a couple things, though, too. Like, at this point, like you were kind of saying, at this point of the expansion, and we had mentioned, you know, several shows ago, too, that the current content of what we're doing, the heroics, is not hard at all. It's very, very toned down from what we've seen in terms of difficulty for heroic runs. So people... I know, me personally too, I get spoiled doing guild runs. We plow through stuff. It doesn't even, no second thought about it. You know, it's like, keep up, pretty much. Have fun, keep up, plow through this, you know. And so if one person is still playing an alt or a little bit behind or not familiar, you know, they're going to feel uncomfortable and rushed and out of pace with everyone else. And I think, you know, when the next set of dungeons comes out, everyone's gonna, you know, pull it back and get tentative again, and until they learn those dungeons and those pulls. So I think it's a matter of pacing and where we're at in the expansion. You know, we clearly outgear a lot of what's going on, and the difficulty level has been turned down. So I don't know. Have fun with it rather than. I don't. He didn't say what role he played. Obviously not the tank, but you know, unless you're the healer and you're suffering from mana issues, have fun with it, man. Just see, you know, top the charts, get in there, tear it up, have fun. You know, don't. I wouldn't really stress about it. You know, if it is bothering you, or if someone's being a jerk, like Hoof said, you don't have to put up with that. You can leave. You know. Go do something else. Go, you know, queue up with some friends, or you know, go do some quests. You don't have to put up with somebody being a jerk to you.
Yeah, and if they leave, more power to them. Let them leave.
Yeah, really.
All right, well, I think it's time. We haven't done this for a while, but I think it's time for a little bit of this. Take it away, Hind.
Well, I'm not sure about the bumper you used, but we'll go with it.
Oh, yeah, you wanted your Hind bumper.
Darn right. Well, I'm going to send a whole lot of Hind love to our guildies, the Hordleys, on the Deathwing server. Looking forward to raiding tomorrow with you guys. As well, I want to send a whole bunch of Hind love to Root and Freckleface, a couple guildies as well, from the Hearthcast podcast. They've always got a great show that I really enjoy listening to.
All right. I want to thank all of our listeners again for putting up with the large expanse of silence from Training Dummies. It would have been nice if we could have got some holiday stuff out there, and we might still not have gotten that out there, even if I hadn't have had a Bork computer. But I'm going to blame it on the computer and say, darn that thing stopping us from blessing you with our angel voices.
Exactly.
Thanks, everybody, right, for, you know, talking and chatting on Twitter and Facebook. I mean, it's great. George Turner is a great example of how a conversation can get very detailed, and how instructions can be given across Facebook infinitely more easily than they can through Twitter. and so it's nice to have a discussion other than the, I mean, Twitter has its place, but sometimes, you know, if it takes 6, 7, 8 tweets before you can finally complete what you're trying to tell somebody, you need to take it to email or Facebook or someplace where you can actually provide more information. So thanks, everybody, for doing that.
I just wanted to send some shout outs to some of the Twitter folks here. We have a lot of super good interaction on Twitter. I know I've picked up a lot of new followers lately, and some of you guys, I know Holy Predator, Noel, LeGrayson, Tentacles, Excelra, the SoCal Wild Gal. Just thank you guys so much for getting in there and making it really fun. And like Hope said, if you need a little bit more room to move, or if you want something expanded on a little more, jump over to Facebook or jump over to our website, and we can make sure to dig in there for you.
Why don't you take that 5-star review?
There is one, huh? Let me grab that.
Yes.
Hey, glad I found you guys. 5 stars. That's a Christmas present for us there, by Granite's the Hunter. I can't tell you guys how much I love the show. I found you guys around episode 10. I've been listening ever since. Keep up the great work.
Awesome. Thank you, Granites. Thanks, Granites. Hey, and yes, awesome. You know, feel free to listen to prior to episode 10, too. Some of those episodes cover, I like to think most of the episodes, most of them anyway, are non-periodic, what's the word I'm looking for? They're not patch release dependent, so there's still a lot of good information in some of the older episodes. Even if we are a little more noob about it, it'll still be fun. You'll like it.
Specifically the macro one.
Yes. I think that's still our most popular episode to date. It's still getting downloaded.
Oh, definitely.
What was that, four, definitely. Five, six, something?
I think four or five.
I think four. Scrolling. Man, I gotta scroll a little ways now. Jeez.
I know. Yep. We're up to 26 here.
Macros is number 24. Four.
Nice.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hey. I'd like to thank those of you who have been pressuring me to work with Upsana a little bit, too. I did shoot her off an email, and we're going to get her on the macro train here real soon. I know
Nice. She
was wanting to get through the holidays and get some stuff taken care of, but I'm expecting to hear back from her on how well she is doing by using macros and mouse over macros in particular.
Man, what is this going to be, like 6 months in the making for Upsana?
She's going to be like a success story of the ages.
Man. Awesome. I mean, this has spanned 2 years. We could really kind of fudge the numbers on the time frame of macro usage.
Yeah, all we got to do is edit out this conversation right here where we said 6 months, and we're good to go.
Yeah, two years.
2 years. Maybe it was three even. All right. I think that does it for episode 26 of The Training Dummies. Be sure to check out our website, thetrainingdummies.com. If you'd like to contact any of us or the show, our information is there. We also encourage you to leave comments on the episodes. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, like us at facebook.com/thetrainingdummies, or follow the show on Twitter at Training Dummies, Hoofit at WowHoof, Rob at Rob Copeland, and myself, Hend, at Hend_Hoarderlies. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email or record an MP3 and send it to theshow@thetrainingdummies.com. And something new this week, you can send us a voicemail via our website. Just look for the link on the right side of the webpage.
Serious. It's like two clicks and you're recording.
It's awesome.
All right.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo! Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo! Woo!